Good afternoon.
We're live.
Hi. Welcome to the Newton Church of the Way podcast, episode 22.
It is 22.
Episode 22.
Figured that out today.
Yeah, we're
a little lost there.
Yeah, we're still kind of rolling with the punches here. You can see we've upgraded our live studio last week.
We have an amazing background.
Yeah, so this is kind of exciting, and so we're all just still kind of winging this as we go, but. You can see our special guest, Rachel, over there is joining us, so we're glad she's with us, and coming to you, just to kind of, as always, we a little later start than normal today, which is really kind of my fault,
I mean, it worked out well for homeschooling this morning, though, so that was good.
So I'm glad it worked out for everybody, and
but
I had meetings this morning, so... just kind of, you know, saying hi to everybody. Obviously,
we're still here.
So
still at it.
So the first thing that we talk about typically in our podcast is our service on Sunday.
Yes.
Which I have to tell you was probably one of the most unique experiences I've had in ministry. Let me kind of set the tone for you. For those many of you, of course, were watching it, but there was like a total of maybe 10 people or I think less. Here on Sunday, I preached. I think there was the praise team and a couple of tech people in the congregation. But, you know, based on some of the statistics, the analytics that we've kind of seen, it could have probably been one of our largest services we ever had.
Yeah, had lots of people tuning in, lots of viewers.
Lots of people watching in. It was great. It was I could just feel the spirit, and it was just a good morning. And we had people checking in from all over too, and pretty exciting stuff. So Rachel over there. So Marcy was home.
Yep, I watched online.
She watched online. She didn't
with my family.
She didn't draw the straw that got but no, just kidding. But anyway, but so Rachel, what was kind of your take on that? You were here.
Yeah.
That was different, wasn't it?
It was different, and you know, as the worship team, we have that unique experience of playing those worship songs without anyone there. That's what we do for practice. We come Thursday nights, we come before Sunday. So we've already had that experience of worshiping together as a band without the congregation there. But every Sunday, once the congregation joins and we pray backstage before we start, there's just a shift that always happens from that practice to when the congregation is actually there. And, you know, it's really just that Holy Spirit atmosphere that comes upon us. And I was kind of curious, you know, is that going to happen again, being that we're not really having a congregation come in and there's no change. And it's crazy. You ask anyone on the worship team and it still happened. It's still that difference from when we were rehearsing and practicing to when we started and we knew that we had hundreds of our congregation and others that aren't even in our congregation out there watching it. It was still that shift. We felt the difference. We felt the power of the Spirit come down, and it was cool. I was really excited to get to experience that, and just it was powerful, and it was just so confirming to still see the Spirit works even when no one's in this building. The Spirit is still working.
Absolutely, yeah.
And awesome.
I heard from a lot of people, you know, people that that I knew that went to other churches, and they were able to listen in, and they said they were blessed by the by the podcast, and wasn't a podcast, but by the live stream. They were blessed by that, and they you know, and I had just other people contact me. I did a video where I sent it out and I asked people to like record themselves and worship at home. We're gonna do stuff with that. I know a lot of you shared it online, so if you're friends with each other, you saw a lot of the photographs, but there's a lot of great pictures out there. It was good stuff. And some videos. And once this is all over with, it's going to be quite a thing to remember and look back on. I would say that, and I mentioned this a little bit in the service, and maybe I'll just go a little deeper here in this podcast. But, you know, so I've been laying out this vision for planting and multiplying churches. And one of the things that God laid on my heart is that, so there's multiple ways, and I don't want to bore people with details here, so if I get too boring, you just elbow me.
This is the place. This is it.
Well, so there's multiple ways of looking at church planting. One way is that you do kind of a big, typical church plant where you have a team, you have, you know, you kind of look for a building, and you have this big presence from the beginning. And that's one way of looking at it, and obviously that's certainly an approach, but Another way is to do kind of what they call a small church plant, which is kind of more of a house church plant. You literally can live stream in a service, almost like satellite campuses. Mm-hmm. That's kind of another approach to multiplication. And so where we felt like God was calling us is kind of, you know, both. Mm-hmm. Part of what we were going to have to do is we were going to have to create a good live streaming option. Mm-hmm. For our churches to connect in and feel like they're a part of the worship and part of the service. And that's what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. So everything that we've been doing last week was steps towards where we were going to be going over the next 6 months to a year. We just accelerated it.
Right.
And
a little faster, a little sooner.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, I don't know how God's moving in all this, but mm-hmm. I could see in the future there being like a home church movement mm-hmm. that springs out of this, you know, yeah. for people mm-hmm. that like the small, more intimate gatherings. And if they want to invite people into their homes and they can watch worship and they can watch the message and, you know, maybe have some great fellowship afterwards. That's mm-hmm. always an option.
Yeah.
So, that's what's kind of neat with me. And you know, and I also said this on Sunday, but, you know, Jen and Calvin and Jeff, they did an amazing job mm-hmm. getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Working behind the scenes, I was getting text from Jen, I think like at 7 to 8 o'clock on Friday night. So, yeah. They were working tirelessly, and it was awesome to see. And it was all driven by this desire to bring the church together.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. What a special thing that was. And so that was a tremendous blessing. It's cool for me as a pastor to see all these different talents and all these these gifts of God coming together mm-hmm. and bringing that on. It was just a wonderful experience for me. And who knew that it would take something like this to do, but I think that to some degree that's kind of the point here. The point here is in moments like these, we actually find out that there's more to us than we thought mm-hmm. there was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's kind of time to dig deep and find that part of you that maybe you didn't know existed. And you know, God can bring out deeper levels of you now in situations like this. And I know that I don't think that we'll ever, well, maybe we could settle back into kind of the normal routines once this is over, but I don't think I'll ever look at Sunday mornings the same ever again.
Yeah, it makes you really appreciate everything that happens to a different degree than normal even.
It does.
Yeah, and it works out priorities too. You start to realize what are the things that we still need to prioritize and what are the things that we were mm-hmm. that maybe we don't need to so much.
Anymore. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we have a church, our people just love each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, there's an element of that that's missing. But I would tell you too, I just throw it out there, you know, we're going to do the same thing this weekend, and we're going to continue to do this until further notice. As far as, you know, we are working with the government, we're working with what they're requesting us to do. And I'll say this again and again and again, I'm not afraid of getting the virus, I'm afraid of transmitting the virus. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make people sick, and I don't want, you know, for somebody to come and gather at the way and there to be some kind of a cross contamination that occurs. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping things real close. You know, I guess if somebody in the inner circle goes down, we could be in trouble.
Yes.
But I was reading an article. So the pastor for Hillsong in New York, so he was having a leadership team meeting, and somebody in there was infected, and then like they got infected.
Wow.
But they're all recovering and everything's kind of going okay. But we just don't want to transmit anything to anybody.
Right.
We're just being very cautious with that. I know that when we go outside the building and we meet with people, unless we're going home, mm-hmm. we try to, you know, cover our, you know, we don't want to infect anybody. I don't even know. I don't have any symptoms. You don't have any symptoms.
Nope.
Okay. Maybe we should ask before we sat down next to each other. But we're going to continue to comply as a church. So this will probably be our gathering for the next several weeks, probably. I know that we have, right now, we're in the 15-day period, which will take us for sure through next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I expect it'll be extended. But they're already talking about maybe opening things back up for Easter. Mm-hmm. We'll see, because you kind of have the federal government kind of says one thing, and then the state government. Mm-hmm. So we'll do our best to try to, you know, honor our leaders, and you know, we don't want people that are vulnerable to get sick.
Right.
So we're going to keep maintaining that line, and so anything that so yeah. You were home.
Yep.
Why don't you tell us what your home worship experience
was
like?
Yeah. So we didn't realize that on Saturday that you had put out the full message. We thought you were just going to do the little Facebook Live and see if it worked and all of that, but then it was the full message. So it was kind of funny because we went and logged on Sunday morning, and then Nathan, when my oldest son, was like, oh, it's right here, it's already on, and he clicked on it. And so we listened to it, we listened to Nicole's announcements, and we were like, we're in, this is good. And then Al was like, well, good evening. And I was like, this is not it. So then we clicked out of it, and we found the place for the live feed, and watched online with everybody else, and Todd took some video of us watching at home. But yeah, it was good. It was just it was a good, when things are so different, and it was just it was good to be able to still feel like you were worshiping together mm-hmm. with other people and hearing the same message. And then, you know, from the worship team being there to the message and response and just everything, it was just a really great experience. And then to hear about all of the, you know, how many viewers there were and just mm-hmm. the impact that it had, mm-hmm. I think is just such affirmation for, like you said, kind of where we're at and where we're going and some of the innovative things that are coming out of that. And so yeah
I know I heard also too from people that said that, you know, they had people that they had been inviting mm-hmm. to go to church with them for a long time.
Yep.
And they watched. Yep. And they were just almost in tears as they told me. They're like, oh, you know, and you know, that was a great opportunity as well. So
yep.
It was good. I don't even remember what I said.
Romans.
I know that was Romans chapter 12.
I have 3 pages of notes
I figured you'd be taking notes.
It was good.
You ditched the lectionary, went with Romans 12.
So. I did. I felt
but that was good. It was the whole reframing your thinking and military mindset, and that this is go time.
It's
this
go time. It. Yeah. Yep. It's time that, you know, so I probably shouldn't say this, but so I was talking to, or I was listening to a podcast, and they had a Navy SEAL on there, and he was talking about how, you know, He doesn't fear the virus. What he fears are the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said because he was flabbergasted at how people acted over toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He said that I've been a Navy SEAL. I've been in combat operations. And I can tell you at least 50 other ways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you don't have any toilet paper to take care of things.
Right. Yep.
And he says, and I've done them all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and when you're in the military,
You don't
carry toilet paper into a war zone with you.
It's non-essential.
It's a non-essential. Yeah. But, you know, but for first world people in America,
it's an essential.
That's an essential. lack thereof is going to drive people crazy.
Right.
And so you know, what it tells you is that even... So on an average day, we're barely wired together.
Mm-hmm.
So when a little bit of adversity mm-hmm. trickles into our culture, people just don't know what to do. And, you know, I'm reminded of Jesus' words too, that, you know, if you don't build your house on sand.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the storms come, it just gets washed away. And I think that what's happening right now is people are they're reevaluating what they built their house on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, oh man, why did I get so worried about that?
Right.
What's the big deal? You know, so what if we don't have to
right.
like, really? Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of bigger issues out there. And so, you know, but that all kind of flows from that military mindset
mm-hmm.
of you know, so one of the things they do in basic training is they put you under high stress, mm-hmm. and they keep you under in a high stress environment. You know, that's why they yell at you and they mm-hmm. do all that stuff to you, because they want to put you under stress and they want to see how you handle it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just see a lot of parallels. I think that, you know, obviously nobody wants to be under high stress, and this is not going to go on indefinitely. This will end and life will get back to normal, but this is an opportunity to learn a little more about yourself that you didn't know before this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, maybe you take inventory and you think, you know, I think we did okay. I think I'm mentally prepared for, mm-hmm. you know, things to happen, you know, especially things they talk about in scripture. I think I'm mentally prepared. Other people may have to pull back and say, you know, I got some work to do.
Right.
I don't think I handled that yep. very well. Yep. But that'll be part of the process, is just a learning process going forward. But it does all start with that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, as a Christian, you're called to be a soldier, and there's mm-hmm. a difference between a soldier and a civilian in the way that they look at life. And, mm-hmm. and I just see such tremendous opportunity in this as a Christian, to meet people where they're at and to bless them. I talk, so like when I go to the store, I maintain my distance,
mm-hmm.
but I talk to the people behind the counter. Maybe I wouldn't have ever talked to them before. Mm-hmm. You know, I do. I'll say like little minor things, but now I ask them, "How's it going?
Yeah, yeah.
How are you doing?" And you know, I went on an excursion this morning at 7 o'clock to Walmart and on a hunting expedition to see what was there, and I got to talking to the lady behind the counter, and she was telling me, she just was like, "Man." You know, she said that they were having to, you know, now at Walmart, there are certain things you can only take one of.
Right.
And they said they were having to stop people and take stuff out of their carts because they were filling them with bread and, yep. and all this stuff. And they were just they were furious. People were just furious. And said, it's just, she's never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting
and
there.
That's what the workers have to deal with.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting there with like just a handful of stuff.
Right. You know,
I've got like
the minimum.
Got the minimum stuff. And, you know, and I'm just like, well, I said, you know, appreciate what you're doing and all those things. And you could just tell it meant a lot to her. So these are just little areas where, so if you're bringing in a degree of sanity mm-hmm. in the midst of what is completely insane,
yep.
That in itself is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what else? What else from Sunday?
Yeah. That's good. You covered a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think one of the things, just as you were talking, that stood out to me was just that idea. Somewhere in your message, I think you said that idea of, you know, when this is over and you look in the mirror.
Yep.
How will you reflect on yourself and how, mm-hmm. how you've acted and who you've been during this time? And so I think that's just a good reminder mm-hmm. as we're going through the day-to-day pieces of life, whether that's at the store or at home with our families, because everybody's schedule has changed and things are different and it's not what it was. And, and that affects our kids. And so for me personally, it's helping to maintain some of that structure in my home. And what does that look like? Yeah. And, you know, whether it's some degree of normalcy, but just kind of a rhythm and a consistent presence and that mm-hmm. kind of thing for my kids. And so that's just been important for us, but
yeah. You know, my youngest son texted my other son, my daughter, and Vicky and I, and said, "Hey, we should have a family Zoom night."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, that sounds great."
Yeah.
So the other night we had a family Zoom night, and it was great.
That's good.
It was awesome. My daughter in Baltimore, we just sat there and, you know, and you get to the point where you don't know what to say, but that's okay. You're family. And then the conversation picks up again, but we probably talked for at least an hour.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I've started doing like pastoral calls mm-hmm. via you know, FaceTime, via Skype, mm-hmm. you know, Skype, FaceTime, Zoom, all of these apps are just really invaluable right now, and so it's really pretty good. Yeah. We had a staff meeting, a Zoom staff meeting.
We felt like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. That was kind of fun. What I mean, we should have recorded it the first 10 minutes because it was quite hilarious. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that have never used Zoom before, and so you know, and then so just kind of you'd be talking and somebody would not have their camera on.
Yep.
And then just all of a sudden there they'd be. There you they know, they finally figure it out after a few minutes. But it was pretty funny. So that was a little chaotic in the beginning. But you know, you're just figuring out ways to change things.
Yep.
So today, obviously you've seen she's already been talking to Rachel Olson.
Yes.
She's our guest here today, and she's one of our new worship leaders here at The Way. I can't really say that because you've been a worship leader now for like...
a year.
Yeah, a year.
I think it's been official. I've been on staff since September. So what is that, 6 months?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I started back just before my daughter turned one, and she's about to turn two on Friday. So yeah, it's almost a year.
Yeah, so we're... and she, you know, she's, you know, she brings a lot to the table, and you know, we're blessed. And, you know, we talked about... So it was... you know, about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago. So it was probably, a little more than a year ago. So we were talking about Matt was going to be leaving, and everybody's like, well, what are we going to do? And obviously Matt is missed, and we've made a lot of changes, and one of which is we now have three worship leaders, and you're one of them, and we're just tremendously blessed with that. But so... for the people that go the way, that don't necessarily know you, or even those that do that don't know your story and how you got, why don't you just take a few minutes and tell everybody? So tell us your God story. How did you how did God work in your life and kind of, you know, how did you get to where you're at right now, and what was the work that God did in your life?
This is such a cool season for me because I bumped into Marcy after the Angie Smith, the first opening set of worship after Angie Smith, and I came into tears, just overwhelmed, because this is the season for me that I'm in right now is just such a cool thing. I feel like God has been calling me to this season for a long time, and I'll tell you some of that in a second, but... I just so related to your Joshua series because I feel like you guys just... recognizing what God has put in me and me saying yes to that recognition is me stepping into land that he told me to step into a long time ago. And so, when I ran into Marcy after Angie Smith, that was the first event that I've really taken the lead on. And I just was drawn to tears because I was like, God is good. God is so good. And just recognizing that by me saying yes and by me willing to answer his call, just the overabundance of blessing that he's given me because of that. So it's, I say that I've been called into this for a long time, because I came from a ministry family. My dad's a pastor. My brother's a pastor. My other brother works in worship arts. My mom was a worship arts leader. So I came from ministry, and I got to see that example growing up. I was so blessed to be able to hear the word and practice the word and have just constant reminders of how to apply the word to my life growing up. But it wasn't until high school that my dad turned to all of us kids and he said, you know, I understand that I'm your dad and I might not be the only one that needs to be feeding you. So you guys can go and venture out if you want and try out different churches. And so I started going to Prairie Ridge in Ankeny. That's where we lived at the time. And it was kind of those years, those last couple years of high school, that I had some leaders in the church just kind of recognize, Rachel, there's something here that we see that... you need to be paying attention to, and giving me opportunity to kind of step into some leadership and to step into ministry. That's when the spark got lit. That's when the fire first started. And I had a very distinct call, probably my senior year of high school, on my life that, Rachel, you need to be in ministry. There are some prophecies spoken over me that confirm that. And just through them and through those leaders just giving me those opportunities, it was confirmed. But I graduated and I went off to college and I started entertaining or falling into just the enticement of the world. And I got to experience things in college that I had never experienced growing up in a church home. And I allowed myself to experience things in that time that I would have never allowed myself to experience before. And I see, looking back now, that by saying yes to the world and saying yes to this and pursuing this and pursuing this worldly thing, that what it was doing is it was taking my foundation and it was just allowing it to shake and it was allowing it to start to crumble a little bit. And I kind of fell into a hard season of life, about 24, and I looked around and I had nothing. And I remember describing that season as, I feel like I'm a balloon being blown in the wind right now. I have no anchor. I have no foundation. And what I realized had happened is I had walked far enough away from the Lord that I didn't know what to stand on at that point. And it was then that I decided to take an opportunity. I quit my job, I leased my apartment, and I moved out to California because there was a school out there that God had called me to in high school when I was younger. And I said, you know what? I don't know what He's going to do with this, but I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna say yes. And so I went to Azusa Pacific, which is a Bible school out there, and I started studying music. I said, God, this is on my heart. I have a passion for music and I have a passion for ministry, so let's see what happens. And I started taking classes and saying yes to Him in little ways. And it wasn't all easy. That foundation still needed to be built back up, and there was a lot of battles I had to fight through. But I just started saying yes in the little ways. And I ended up getting my master's while I was out there, and I continued to pursue music stuff and just grow like crazy. But none of that really came to fruition because I was still chasing after my desires and after my worldly desires. And so anyways, I moved back to Iowa. I had to do an internship, and so I lived at home and did my internship in Des Moines and met my husband. And the thing he knows this, I don't know if he knows how impactful this moment was, but the thing that really drew me to Him and kind of confirmed that I needed to be with Him was, we were just talking casually, and I asked him, you know, how did you get into your career choice? How did you decide to pursue medicine? And he said, I want to minister to people, and God has placed medicine as my way to minister. And it was just that confirmation that I know I've been called to ministry, and for you to say that you have a distinct calling from God to minister to people in this way, it was my yes, and here we are today. But anyways, it's been good. I would say the idol that I have had and still do have and am constantly releasing to step into this more fully is just family. I've always wanted to be married. I've always wanted to have kids. I've always wanted to have a family, and God has blessed me with that. But it's also the thing I'm learning to release too, that I have this amazing blessing He's given me, and now I can give it back to Him. And so, you know, coming into saying yes to you guys here at The Way, it was a moment where I had to decide who's going to take care of my family, and can I allow someone else to spend hours with them so that I can be here. And gosh, I just can't tell you guys enough how cool it is to see just the blessing that God has given me in that in things that I thought I was sacrificing family, He's actually pouring blessing on them in those sacrificial moments. And so it's just been really cool. Awesome. And I'm working with the youth. I don't know, some people know that. I don't know how many people know that, but I feel really just called to be with those kids and work with the youth. And so we've been working on growing a band and equipping kids that are called to ministry and worship ministry as well, just giving them an opportunity to step into something that maybe is uncomfortable for them, but they have a pull in their heart from God to be doing. So so that's been really fun and exciting. That's kind of the cool thing that I get to do every week, is just be with those kids and just see their passion and help them understand that and help them pray about that and help them grow in that and give them some tools to equip them. Because someone did that for me. Like I said, when I was in high school, that's what my youth leaders did for me. And so it's really cool to be able to give that back now and do that for them. So
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. And I would just say that your husband is an all-star.
Great.
He's a great partner and for you. And it's good to see how, you know, you guys are just a wonderful couple and your family. Just love your family. And so what a blessing that has been. So now the question is, so obviously things are kind of all up in the air now, but like, what do you think, what's God laying on your heart for the future? So if you kind of think just more deeper, more the same, or, you know, do you feel like you're on just that good trajectory now, or there's still some things?
There's still some stirrings. Yeah. Okay. I really feel kind of tip of the iceberg right now. I feel like every step I take forward is another step into more and more. And, I really don't know what exactly that'll look like. I know ideas that I have, but I feel really blessed that you guys have allowed me to step into a leadership position, because I think that that is just the catalyst to to keep making me want to push towards more. And kind of like you said, just take those opportunities to stretch myself and see what has God put in me that I just need to get out. So yeah, there's definitely stirrings. I love where I'm at right now, but I also just am constantly feeling that let's see more, let's do more, let's see what else He's got for us here. So
I would also say what an insightful thing for your dad to say to you when you were younger.
Because I
really relate to that too, because you know all of my kids have landed somewhere else. They love coming back here, and just I'm sure you love to, you know, still get together with your family and worship, but. There is something to be said, and it is fun. I'm sure your dad just loves seeing you step into your calling and do all the things that you're doing. But I think that's a great parenting tip too, is you get to this point with your kids where it's like, you know, in order for you to be all that I think God has called you to be, you really got to get out from under my shadow. And that was a good, I just commend your father. I mean, for being a wise man.
It's been a cool example for me, even though I'm a young parent. My oldest kid is only 3. It's just been a cool example to also see that, you know, I'm not the only one that God is going to put in my kids' life to provide what they need. That there might be a whole community of influencers out there that are going to help them realize their calling. And just to release that control, you know, just seeing that example, my dad released that and people filled in that spot for me as a parent now to be able to release that control and say, you know what, I can't wait for his teachers. I can't wait for his pastors. I can't wait for, you know, his and her, my kids, you know, both of them. I can't wait just to see who's going to come into their life and really help them step into their calling.
And how we need all those other voices to speak it, just like people spoke into you and how, and that's what you're doing now too with our youth. And that's just so awesome. It's good.
It's all good stuff.
I would commend you, in the way that you stepped into things. And, you know, if I could kind of describe you to people that may not know you, is you have a humble confidence, which I think is really good. I mean, I feel like, which I think is really the key to success in the kingdom of God is, you know, you don't come in thinking that, you know, I've been to school and I've done all these things and, you know, this is the first time I've really ever heard that. And, you know, so to me, so what we look at when we look at in our leaders is not, so I always believe that competency will come. And competency is not a prerequisite. It's more about calling and passion. Because, you know, you could get a music degree and step into music and not really care about what you're doing. You know, maybe that's not your passion. And so, you know, what difference does it make then at that point? But I just think it's great to hear you. And I hear you stepping in there, but you're humble about it. You're confident about it. In that you know that God has called you to do it. So you're going to do it. And that's good. That's good to hear. And that's just, hopefully that can inspire people because that's really the golden ticket that we're looking for in leaders, you know, who have a sense of God's calling, but not entitled in their attitudes, you know, and almost kind of not scared, but kind of like aware of, oh, this, you know, this is a big deal. I need to come into this humbly and do all these things. And then if that happens, there's just amazing things that happen. So I will affirm you in that and just say that that's been wonderful. And, you know, I feel like in our worship, it's just, we're so blessed in that we have different personalities in our leaders and each one brings this amazing piece to the forefront on any given Sunday, and it's been great to just see it all come together. I mean, I still go back to when I was begging for worship leaders, and I didn't even know on Saturday night who's going to be leading on Sunday morning. So it's just a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful place to be in, and we're just excited that you're part of the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been great. It's
yeah,
and every day just gets better. I mean, kind of like you were saying, it's, you know, I started on day one and I had a lot in the way. There was a lot of insecurity and I'm not ready and I'm not equipped yet. I don't have what I need yet, but it really is just that one foot in front of the other.
Yep.
And God's just pouring on what I need. It's, you know, I had anxiety and I wasn't near the piano player I am today as I was a year ago even. You know, it's just, he's just, I stepped into it and I said yes, and he's pouring on. He's equipping me as I go. So it's just fun. It's fun to just to see how it
The other thing that I would add to that too is that I think is important for people to hear is your faithful obedience in the things that people don't see. And so going back to the very beginning when you were talking about that conversation that we had and but one of the things that you said was, you know, all that work in your basement, all those hours and the practice time that you put in that nobody sees. This is what it's all about. And it's that moment where you know you've put in the time and you've put in all of that, but it's, and then it's kind of seeing that fruit from everything that nobody sees. And so I just think that's important to highlight. And I know when we talked about that, I was just like, yes, this is what it's about. Yep. This is so good. And, but yeah, I think sometimes, you know, it's that faithful obedience in the little things and knowing that all of those things get you to where God is taking you. So it's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for sharing
Exciting.
Your story.
Thanks. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So good.
Thanks for joining us. So it's kind of the point where we turn it back to all you that are listening in or watching or going to be listening in later when it's posted on our podcast site. But, I hope you're all doing well. I guess my thought is that it's good to hear from you. So, you know, hopefully you're checking in with each other. I do see a lot of people talking to each other and sharing photos and stuff of things that they're doing on Facebook. I think it's great. One thing I'd share, this is something I posted yesterday, and it's been resonating with me, but it kind of goes back to that old word picture about the, they talk about the warrior that has the two dogs on each, has a dog on each shoulder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one is a dog that's always trying to get him to do something bad. And the other one is a dog that's always trying to get something good. And the question is, which dog wins the fight? And the answer is the one that I feed. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to urge you to be mindful of what you're feeding yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to be feeding your faith. Mm-hmm. There's way too many people out there that are feeding their fears. And so I was listening to John Maxwell yesterday, and one of the things he said is he talked about how there's always good or bad. He said that at no time is everything all good or is everything all bad. There is always both good and bad. And what he said was, is he said that if you have the right mindset, both can get better. And if you have the wrong mindset, both can get worse. And so you want to have the right mindset. You want to be feeding yourself with hope, feeding yourself with faith. Mm-hmm. We've talked about things that are out there for people to do it.
Yep.
I would tell you the Abide app is current.
Yep.
If you listen to Abide, they're talking about things. They're talking specifically. It's very up to date.
Yep.
And so in that, they're walking you through devotions, and it's very, very powerful.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
I would urge people
to... There's a free version and a version that you can pay for.
Yeah, there's a free version. So there's a paid version. I get the paid version, which is about a 15-minute or so devotion, and I like that. I think the free one's like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, I've been doing the free one, and it's still current. Every day they're sending out, even on the free version, they're sending out, here's today's topic, and they're talking about what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just for me, I'm so glad that you guys have shared this with our congregation, because it's my start to my day, it's my end to my day. It's the word.
Yep.
It's, you know, just getting fed and spending that time meditating on the Lord and the word. So,
And they have, so they'll have a daily devotion, but then they actually have emotional devotions.
Mm-hmm. Right, they do.
So if you're battling anxiety or fear or sleeplessness, they have a couple that, I mean, I, they start out pretty good. I don't know how they end. Yeah. Because when I listen to them, by the time I'm done, they're done, I'm asleep. So there's been a few nights where, you know, so sometimes I come home wound for sound based on my day. And I, you know, I'm sure you all can relate where you have trouble kind of, you know, it's like your head hits the pillow and you know this, you should be falling asleep right now, but you can't. Yeah. And then so you cue that up, man, just a matter of minutes and you're just, but so powerful stuff out there. Be feeding your faith. You know, be careful what you, I don't know. There's a lot of news stories out there. I read my news. I don't watch my news.
Yeah.
Even reading news, you have to kind of wade through some of the...
Find good sources.
Yeah.
Yeah, find good sources because there's a lot of negativity out there. Mm-hmm. I heard, you know, one that I would say, and I mean, statistics are statistics. And, you know, they can be kind of twisted to scare people or they can kind of... be twisted, but one of the things, and I'll use your husband as an example. But you know, so the one thing they're not talking about is right now, you know, traffic collisions are down, traffic deaths are down. We hear about all the people dying of coronavirus, but we don't hear the people that aren't dying of traffic accidents right now. And so, you know, it sounds kind of weird, but. There's always good and bad in every situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that for a lot of people when they interpret data, they're adding that to everything else. But everything's being affected and everything's being thrown off. And, you know, I heard a story the other day about a young man that who died of coronavirus, and it turned out that he'd been battling cancer.
Oh.
And that, you know, but they don't, so these are stories that are out there. You just hear that somebody else died, but, you know, one death is not good, but obviously, but at the same time, you've got to kind of level things out and take them for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm an employer, and I've been an employer in my life. Most employers love their employees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of people feel like they don't, but most of them do, and they want to figure out a way to help them through all this. And and I think that's very important. So, just don't get too upset. Don't get too fearful. Just hang in there. I really think that you know, obviously, a few months from now, we'll be looking back on this. I think to myself, in a few months, it'll be boating season.
Yep.
It'll be summer. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not. Yeah.
You'll have a whole roll of Charmin to yourself.
I'll have I'll have a couple bales of Charmin in the... No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know. I don't even have any. So, but we're doing fine. All that's okay. We're well supplied with everything. But I'm not sitting on like a half a pallet of toilet paper or anything. So, but yeah, no, I mean, it's, this will all pass, we'll all get over it, and I think we will have learned a lot, and when it's over, we will be better.
Yes, yep, absolutely.
So, exciting. Well, thank you again.
Yes.
Thank you again for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you. Thank you for Marcy being willing to sit within 6 feet of me. Thank you. Appreciate that. So... But we're still meeting here at the Wade. We're trying to, you know, obviously we have a lot of people with families, and so so people being here at the church is limited.
Yep.
So if you're gonna come by, try calling ahead.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Set up an appointment to come by if you want to come by. If you do pop by, there's actually a sign on the door. If the door is locked, mm-hmm. you can try calling the office. And see if somebody is in there, but we just have a lot of strange schedules right now because we have a lot of people with kids at home, and they're mm-hmm. trying to figure out what to do with that. So we thank you for all your patience and understanding as we all are kind of in the same situation together. So, if do you have anything else you want to say? You have anything else you want to say?
No, that's good.
All right.
Good, yeah.
Well, we're going to sign off then. And so, once again, thanks for tuning in. As you can tell, we're kind of doing things a little bit differently with our podcast. I just think it's important that we see each other. So last thing I'll tell you is that remember this Sunday again, If you didn't get to send in pictures of your family worshiping together, we would love for you to do that. Video's fine too. But send them in. We actually I kind of have this idea for Easter already.
It's coming together.
So I had an idea for Easter, and we'll probably send out a little more information on that. But it's going to involve you worshiping at home with your families and various things like that. So stay tuned for that. We'll have more information on that.
And you can pick up your family ministry bags this week too. Okay. Saturday from 9 to 5, they're going to be out. Available outside the south door across from Aurora Heights School. And so Jesse and Alicia have put those together, and you can pick those up, and then they'll have a video on their Rush page. If you haven't liked their Rush page, go on and do that, and can watch the video and do the activities as a family. And I think you posted a picture.
Yes, they loved it. My kids love screen time anyway, so this is just like an extra excuse for
them
to
be on. And it's people they know.
And oh, because they miss them. Yeah. They miss them so much. So it's good seeing their faces and hearing their voices. So
Yeah, what else you got? So Alpha Link.
Yeah. So we haven't had Alpha, obviously. So we're going to put out the Alpha Talk either Thursday or Friday. And our high school youth is doing a Zoom meeting tonight. Yes. So if you're a high schooler, let Ryan and Tara know, and they'll send you the Zoom link.
Yes.
And then Sunday services at 10 o'clock again, right? Live stream.
Yes. And we want to encourage people to go to our YouTube link.
Yes.
Because we don't like the stability of Facebook Live.
Right.
We go with it, but every time we hit it, we cross our, well, we don't cross, we pray. We pray. We don't cross our fingers. We pray. Cross our fingers, whatever it is. But we're just not real thrilled with this stability, and we really want to encourage you. So if you go to newtonway.org, the easiest way to do it is go to our webpage, and right on the front of our webpage is a link to our YouTube channel, and our live link will be on there. So 10 a.m. on Sunday. We're not going to do the Saturday night thing this time.
Okay.
So
I won't get confused on Sunday morning.
No, this time. we feel really good about the stability of everything. So we did the Saturday night thing just in case.
Just in case. Yeah. Just to make sure.
Well, you know, I mean, so you have bandwidth concerns with everybody jumping online. You just wonder what the, you know, so the first week that we tried to go live, it just live failed. Mm-hmm. It just crashed and burned. And so that's probably why we're not real thrilled about it. But YouTube Live seems to be a more stable environment. Jen got on and started researching all this stuff, her and her crack team. And I tell you, there's a story behind all that, too, because she was battling online. We needed this one part.
Yeah.
Or we actually needed a couple parts. One, she could get online, and she was like, it was like a bidding war. It's like she'd click on stuff, like sold out. Everybody was trying to do the same thing, and then finally she got it delivered on Thursday, and then I think she had to run to Des Moines on Friday to pick up just one more part, and then they tried it, and so anyway,
it's good.
We feel real good about it.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen and tech team.
Yeah.
If I get Corona, it's for Jesus.
Yeah. So she hit that one out of the park, and her and her team. I mean, Jeff and Calvin too. So I just can't say enough about them. If you guys, you know, when this is all over and all the distancing and everything is over, you give them all big hugs.
That's right.
When you see them. So that's 10 o'clock. And then I would say too, also on Sunday, Trish is going to start showing up at the church Sunday afternoons.
Yes, that's right.
For people that want to, at 3 o'clock, for people that want to drop off their offering.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. So, it was kind of a last minute thing on Sunday, and it was good. And so, she's going to do that again every Sunday online.
Yeah, what a blessing. Yeah. You know, we had amazing people, and what a blessing for that. And you know, I think that obviously there's going to be a lot of benevolent requests that are going to start coming in, and you know, so anyway, just be aware of that. And we're thrilled for those of you acting in obedience in that way, and you know, God bless you for that. And then next Wednesday is a prayer walk.
Yep. So the other thing, too, that Trisha talked about yesterday and was organizing a prayer walk. And so just whatever community you live in, next week, Wednesday, I think she's going to put something out on Facebook about that and ask people to go walk around their community and pray, and then go back to the Facebook page and post about your walk, or just say, I walked my community and prayed. But just that idea of being in our community, outside. She tried to go online and find a day that the weather was going to be kind of nice. So hopefully the weather will be good on Wednesday, and we'll be able to get out and do that and just pray for our community. Yeah.
Great idea.
Absolutely.
It's good.
So anything else?
That's it.
I think that's it.
And lots of encouraging word videos. And you might see Steve on a stick come up in some
Steve on a stick is making his way around the church. And
so you never know.
Yeah. So this thing has a life of its own.
It does.
It's like we've released it. We've released it, and we can't reel it back in.
Can't change it now.
So Steve on a stick is out there, and who knows where he's going to show up
next.
That's
right.
I think somebody knows. Anyway, so again, thanks for listening. God bless you. We love you. We really do. We care so much about you, and we really miss seeing your faces. So any ways that you get us those pictures, that'd be great.
Yep.
But we just continue to pray for all of you and look forward, to that day. That day when we're back together again.
That's
and that'll be great. And I don't know. I may not be able to preach that day because I'll be so... I love you all. We'll see. I'll probably be all right. But anyway, God bless you. And stay tuned. We'll be back with more communications throughout the week. And we'll see you Sunday morning at 10.
Otherwise. Yeah, that's right. Have a great week.
Blessings.